Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I'm not about holding a property for 18 months and flipping it. For me, it's a decades long game that if I'm in now, I'm going to see more reward than if I jump in 20 years later. No one ever said that they wish they had started investing in property 20 years later.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with property investor, personal trainer, and now buyer's agent, Joey DeGarda. We'll delve into the backstories he's had as he explains the influences behind his investing decisions, how he juggled full-time studies and worked to buy his first property, and how he turned one property into four in the span of under 5 years. Hey! Working full-time and running his own businesses, DeGarda shares what he does on the sidelines.
I'm a full-time employee for the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. I'm in project coordination. I also run a small little personal training business from home, and I've just started out my own company, Estro Property, as a buyer's agent operating in Sydney, helping people buy primary residence here in Sydney and investing anywhere in the country.
With a busy schedule and such little time in a day, DeGarda is no stranger to the importance of time management.
For me, the secret is early waking. So if I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, I've got an extra 2-3 hours a day ahead of everyone else. So for mine, being able to get up nice and early and a really hard work ethic gets me through and allows me to juggle all of those three jobs.
While this seems like a lot to handle on a daily basis, he shares that, in fact, it's actually worked out well for both him and his clients' schedules.
In and around all of that, to be perfectly honest, I'm up training myself before all clients. So I'm generally up at the crack of dawn, and that's when I'll start to respond to emails, and I'm really focusing on that buyer's agency space right now. So I'm dedicating my early mornings there. I'll get in my clients, respond throughout the day while working for CBA. And then the afternoons, if I don't have any clients, or in the evenings is when I'll really knuckle down into the buyer's agency space. And obviously our busiest days are going to be on Saturdays, where I'm attending inspections for my clients. And generally it works well for me because my clients are time poor and busy during the 9 to 5, so I can't get a hold of them anyway. So I get a hold of them on the evenings and the weekends.
So what exactly does a day in the life of Joey DeGarda entail?
So day for me is I'm up anywhere between 4 and 4:30. I'll get myself into the gym and get a little bit of exercise done there. While doing that in my rest period, I'm on emails, I'm searching property, I'm networking wherever possible. Then I'll jump straight into a couple of personal training clients, generally 2 in the morning before I head off to work. Obviously, the bulk of my day is done at work, where I'm the hardest worker at the bank I'm going to brag about. And then in the afternoons, if I've got a client, I'll come home and I'll have to train someone. If not, I'll try and schedule in some inspections on the way home from work. I'll have dinner and then I'll get straight back online and I'm back doing my buyer's agency business in the evening. So it doesn't leave a lot of time for much else, but it's something that I'm really passionate about and I wouldn't ask for anything else right now.
Thinking back to his childhood, DeGarda shares that he was born and raised in Mascot, Sydney.
I'm born and raised in Mascot in the kind of southeast-ish area of Sydney. Grew up and lived here all my life, and it's a part of Sydney that I love and hopefully somewhere I can call my home for the rest of my life. So I attended primary school here in Mascot as well and went to high school at Marsland College at Randwick.
And what he did straight after high school?
I jumped straight into full-time university. I undertook a Bachelor of Applied Science and majored in exercise and sports sciences. I thought that that's where the career was going to take me. I had a strong passion for health and fitness at the time and still do. So I jumped straight into that full-time while also working full-time. So I was working from the minute I left school. Juggling both full-time uni and full-time work was hard, but it was something that helped me get to the position that I am today and really establish that hard work ethic from a young age. From there, I made the shift away from the fitness industry into facilities. So I was looking after a recreational facility and that kind of led into the project coordination and management space at the bank that I see myself today.
Juggling so many responsibilities at such a young age, Degata adds that it has definitely impacted his work ethic in life.
Without having that instilled in me from a young age, I don't think I would be able to be where I am and be able to deal with the workloads that I'm currently dealing with. Obviously, on top of that, I try and jumble in a social life, a relationship, family, travel. I absolutely love travel, so I try and get that in wherever possible as well. So there's a lot on my plate, but if you ask anyone that knows me, I'm quite hyperactive, so it keeps me mellow.
Throwing it back to 8 years ago when he just got started in the workforce, Degata explains how he used his earnings then to get kickstarted in property investing.
Working through university, my old man who's a solicitor and has got a kind of head for property told me to save my pennies and put the money into a property, just one investment property that would hopefully set me up for life later on down the track. So having that instilled in my DNA from my old man and having that lesson drummed into me growing up kind of taught me the lesson of saving and just being wise with your money and prioritizing it. So that kind of was really, as I said, instilled in me. And so with that kind of mindset, I was able to save up all of the money that I saved through university. And my first year out of university, I was able to purchase a property in the Eastern Beaches here in Sydney in Maroubra. And that was very early 2015, just before things got really, really hot in the Sydney market.
He goes on to explain what type of property he was able to buy.
It was just a little one-bedroom apartment, but it's in the last street before the beach. So it's like a four-minute walk down to the beach, got secure parking, a nice three-story walk-up. Something that I saw myself living in one day, and I do plan to do that later on in the year.
With such dedication to buy property at a young age and the successful outcome that has ensued, Degata explains whether his parents had any massive influence, this time talking about his mother's approach to property and finance.
She spends it all, so she'll kill me if she ever listens to that. but I'm sure Dad can vouch for me. Look, they've both been great and been really influential in terms of prioritising or getting my head straight, I suppose. The drive's more coming from Dad. Mum doesn't really understand it and she's a little bit scared when I say that I've got the amount of debt that I've got. she doesn't fully comprehend it. And even Dad's, he's a little bit afraid of risk and I'm more risk averse and I don't mind as long as I understand my capacity and my limits and right now where I am now, I feel pretty comfortable with the position that I'm in. It was dad that told me to park my money aside and put it into property as one day it will hopefully help me provide for my future.
While Degata explains that the fear of risk has held his father and mother back from buying property themselves, his parents have influenced him in the importance of having a hard work ethic.
As I said, he's a little bit afraid of risk. So he has got a little bit, but not that he personally built up and developed. More came from his family. So whatever he's made for himself, he's gone out there and he's worked to the bone trying to establish. So they're the they're the kind of principles that I've taken on, and I've got to where I am without any help from them other than the guidance and the support from them, I suppose.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Joey DeGarda's property investing journey and how his first purchase in Maroubra allowed him to buy another property later on.
From that, I was able to leverage into another property at Liverpool that was a private sale through a family friend that I knew. So I feel as though I picked that one up well under market value.
Why he decided to take his next property purchase out of state?
I don't like using the term bubble, but as the market, as hot as it was starting to cool, there still weren't the... It wasn't the right market conditions for me to be buying here in Sydney again. So I did take my search abroad.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Not really knowing what he was getting into when he purchased his first investment property, DeGarda shares that he definitely felt lucky to have started.
From 2015, I mean, I was only 21 at the time, so I didn't really know what I was doing. And then I liked it. It was near the beach. Dad said it was good. Yeah, let's do it. And I didn't really understand the dynamics of property investing and just what it can do for you. So I was really fortunate that the first purchase was a successful one. I really feel as though now, and that's what I'm starting to educate my clients on, that first purchase can be make or break for a young property investor. If you select the wrong asset at that young age, it can really hamstring you into leveraging into other properties. Fortunately for me, I had the opposite effect, whereby it was a good purchase in that we saw some really short-term growth.
It was this success in particular that not only led him to want to help other clients, but actually allowed him to expand his property portfolio.
From that, I was able to leverage into another property at Liverpool that was a private sale through a family friend that I knew. So I feel as though I picked that one up well under market value. And I know it's cliche to say, but for me, that purchase there was my aha moment. It was really where things triggered, where I thought, yeah, this is exactly what I want to be doing with my life. This is for me. Everyone needs to know about property investing and making sure that it's done right, because that purchase there, I was able to secure such a large asset. Obviously it wasn't multi-million dollar property. It was only a 2-bedroom unit at Liverpool, but still an expensive asset without putting down any of my own cash. And for me, as I said, that was the aha moment, being able to control a large asset with zero of my own money put into it, being able to draw the equity from the capital appreciation in my Maroubra property.
However, he didn't just stop at the Maroubra and Liverpool property.
2 years later in 2017, I purchased a property in Liverpool. And then from then, once my eyes were open to this space and this world of property investing, I kind of just went nuts and started focusing all of my efforts on there from kind of mid-2017, and from there was able to secure a property on the Gold Coast. So then I took my search outside of my backyard, outside of the hometown, outside of my state, into the Gold Coast. And for me, that was more of a cash flow play, because my properties here in Sydney were taking a little bit of money out of the pocket. Although I did see the good growth from Maroubra, it was still costing me a little bit on a weekly basis. So that Gold Coast property really helped counteract the loss and help just bump up the position that I was in, because for any seasoned investor, you know, it's all about being able to hold these properties long term.
While many investors are afraid to jump ship and purchase property out of state, DeGarda's research led him to believe that buying the Gold Coast would prove beneficial.
For me, this was in early 2018, so early last year, just riding that Sydney bubble, as the bubble was kind of, or was not, I don't like using the term bubble, but as the market, as hot as it was starting to cool, there still weren't it wasn't the right market conditions for me to be buying here in Sydney again. So I did take my search abroad. The reason why I settled on the Gold Coast is because I was looking at the dynamics, and I wanted to make sure that the property that I selected was being able to rent out to desirable tenants without wanting to offend anyone, I suppose. So some stable employment in the area that I invested in there in Southport, some good infrastructure coming into the area as well. And as I said, for me, it was all about the yield. It was already tenanted. I didn't need to worry about it. Achieving something like 8.3% gross yield on purchase. And then 6 months later, the only thing I've heard from the property manager is that, hey, we're upping the rent. And so the yield went from 8.3 to 8.6%. And that's the only thing I've heard from that property.
While success was the case for DeGarda's first out-of-state purchase, he does stress that research still plays a big part in determining the outcome of any property situation.
Again, this is where it really comes down to your research. I didn't just look at realestate.com and call the first agent that I saw and say, can I buy your property? So it takes countless hours and efforts and really dedicated research in order to sniff out the right deals. So, yeah, I mean, it was the right timing. The vendor needed to sell. It just made sense. The numbers stacked to me. I ran my cash flow equations and it's been a great purchase for me.
Providing us with insight on his phenomenal journey so far, DeGarda explains that while he hasn't necessarily had a horrible investing moment, there have been a few less than ideal situations he had to deal with.
For mine, I haven't really, fortunately, and touch wood, I haven't really had a terrible investing moment. The most testing moment that I had was when I was just about to settle on the Gold Coast purchase early last year. My tenant actually vacated the property at Maroubra, and I know that it was in original 1970s condition. So it was pretty poor timing there, being quite young and newish into the workforce. I needed to kind of really prioritize my cash in terms of I was about to settle on a property, so I needed to make sure that the money was there for settlement, but then also knew that I was going to need to put in a fair amount of money into a renovation of the Maroubra property. But through the support of family and friends, we were able to get that renovation done really tastefully for a pretty neat price, and was able to increase the rents and find the tenant pretty quickly. But yeah, for me, that was the scariest moment when I pretty much didn't have a dollar to my name. I had a whole bunch of debt and didn't really have much money to show for it.
Lucky to have people to help him in that situation, DeGarda also takes a moment to elaborate on what he would have done if he hadn't had the support network.
I would have, tried to leverage off as many networks as possible. Fortunately, it was in my backyard. I was at the time working 10 minutes up the road. I only live 15 minutes away from there now. So I was able to pop up and back and forth during lunch breaks, after work hours on the weekends. And I was fortunate that it fell over a couple of public holidays. So I was able to get some of the work done there while I was still getting paid from work. To be perfectly honest with you, I was strapped for cash at the time. And looking back, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have the help and support that I had right now.
Nevertheless, with so much success in his journey so far, and so much more to look forward to in the years ahead, DeGarda explains his point of view on why investing as early as possible is so important to him.
For me, it's all about that sense of delayed gratification. Although I don't go out and buy a flashy car and don't go out for brunches and dinners all the time, I knew that for the time being, this is how I want to spend my money, because I hope that, as a saying that I was told, if you help plant and nurture the seeds, hopefully we can grow a big tree that's going to provide shade later on in life.
And further adds to why he's taking his current approach to investing when other people his age are usually just going with the flow of daily life.
So I suppose if we do what everyone else is doing, you're not really going to get far. Well, I suppose I'm not going to say you're not going to get far. You're going to stay with the masters. So I've decided I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm actually just settling tomorrow on my fourth purchase.
Oh, so congrats.
Yeah, thank you very much. So having four properties to my name at the age of 25 is very exciting. But you're exactly right in the sense that I understand what delayed gratification means. And for me, the phenomenon that is capital appreciation and compounding growth on growth, to be able to get in at my age now, I know that it's just going to pay absolute wonders for me in 20 to 30 years time. And that's the real long-term vision that I have. I'm not about holding a property for 18 months and flipping it. For me, it's a decades long game that if I'm in now, I'm going to see more reward than if I jump in 20 years later. No one ever said that they wish they had started investing in property 20 years later.
So, inspired by Joe DeGarda's journey so far, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode of Property Invest Story. We'll discuss how he ended up using the buy and hold strategy.
For me, I just want to preface by saying that it didn't even start out like that. For me, I was going to buy that first property to then sell to buy that forever family home.
The personal habits, which have been contributing to his success.
For me, it's all about hard work and hustling wherever you can. There are endless opportunities out there. It's just about opening up doors, taking advantage, and really be vulnerable, put yourself out there.
And that's next time in a future episode of Property Investory.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.